We host the Super Bowl every year. I like hosting the Super Bowl. I like the Super Bowl. It's sometimes a little bit tricky because when the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I'm not nearly as good of a host as I would otherwise be because I'm pretty distracted by the game. But I have hosted two Super Bowls where the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, and I did fine. One time I ended really joyous, one time less so. But who knows if the Eagles will be in the Super Bowl this year. I mean, I know they will be, and they'll win. But we're once again hosting that Super Bowl party and just sent the Evite out today. I can't believe that Evite still exists. I can't believe how bad Evite is. If you haven't looked at Evite in a while, particularly as an Evite sender, man, it's terrible. And I know there are others, but Evite's the one that I know. So it's the one that I use. I only use the free stuff. They're like, hey, here's a beautiful template, but you have to pay. And here's the free template. It's uglier. And I'm like, I don't care. I really just am sending an email and want a place where people can RSVP. It feels like this is an area ripe for disruption, but Evite has all the brand recognition, so I don't know. But anyway, I sent out the invites, but not before some debate about who the heck do we invite?
Your Daily Lex.
So, Lauren, as you may have inferred from prior episodes of this podcast, could not care less about the Super Bowl or football in general. But she's a co-host of the Super Bowl party. In fact, we were slightly later than we wanted to be in sending out invitations for the Super Bowl party because Lauren, who is in The Diary of Anne Frank, had rehearsal scheduled for the Super Bowl, which I pointed out, and she talked to the director, who's on the invite list, and the cast also, some of them at least, were like, yeah, we'd love to not be here on the Super Bowl. So we got that rehearsal moved, wonderful, to earlier in the day, so we could send out the invite list. And there's really, you know, when you host a party, when you host anything, you can invite your friends. And if you're like me, and I hope that you are for your sake, there's multiple friend groups in every friendship, right? Like you've got your friends from this category of life and friends from that category of life. And the two big buckets, besides family, because we'll probably, my father-in-law at least will come. My mother-in-law never comes to this Super Bowl party. But my father-in-law comes and he likes to sit upstairs where I also have the game on, away from the main area in the basement, which he thinks is too crowded. But we've got our like friends who came from like the parent world. We had kids all the same age. And then we've got theater world friends. Lauren keeps wanting to tack on more people from the theater friends list. And I like the theater friends people, but it's, you know, it's now very decidedly two separate groups, two large kind of comparably sized groups of people. Cause we're not meeting more people through the kids. That stops when your kids stop being babies. But we're meeting plenty more people through theater because especially Lauren keeps doing a lot of shows. And I've even had some of my, I don't even know how to distinguish the other group, but kid related friends who no longer have anything to do with my kids really. But I have some of them who've made jokes about the reality of coming to the Super Bowl and seeing a whole bunch of theater world people as well. And obviously they're allowed to talk to each other. The theater people tend to be very social and chatty. And they sometimes even have things to talk about. But what's extra funny to me is that I host the Super Bowl, in part because we have a big old theater set up in the basement, and it feels appropriate to host a big old theater-y event. I also host the Super Bowl because I like the Super Bowl, even when I don't care about the teams in it. I mean, I like it less, but I like football. It's fun for me to watch football. I like the ads. I like the pageantry of the Super Bowl, which is probably a funny word to describe a Super Bowl. But I like all those things. Many, and this is a gross generalization, however, it's also very accurate, but many of the theater world attendees don't care at all about the Super Bowl. So they're there hanging, and then there's some, and listen, many of the other friend group also doesn't care about the Super Bowl, and many do. So you get a decent number of dads watching, you get a decent number of, again, gross generalizations, but a decent number of moms who care more about the halftime show than anything else. Some people who don't care at all. And then with the theater crew, it's almost none of them care. And then they will all check out the halftime show, which is kind of funny. So anyway, it's just complicated. And I don't mind adding more people. I think more people is fun. As long as we can fit everybody, bring it on. I'm trying to think about how to get those people to interact. Or maybe it's not my problem. Maybe I shouldn't think about it at all. Maybe it doesn't matter. And it's okay if the two groups of people don't interact because they can talk amongst themselves and each have sizable groups. I don't know. It's just what we're thinking about. Anyway, the invitations are out. And so if you listened to this show and received one, you should RSVP. If you listened to the show and didn't receive one, you probably live far away. But I thought about inviting all of you. Goodbye.
Lex. Bye.